The fiscal year for the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff began July 1st, with farmer directors with the South Dakota Wheat Commission setting the budget for wheat checkoff activities. Wheat Commission Chairman Brian Jorgensen reports the total budget for FY25-26 is roughly $1.6 million, with research the top priority.
We generally allocate about $650,000 or more specifically for the wheat breeding programs and the wheat research that goes on at SDSU.
That investment supports both the winter and spring wheat breeding programs, along with research enhancing disease resistance, detection, and management. Jorgensen states the wheat varieties released from the South Dakota programs continually achieve higher yields and premium quality.
Soonish Seagal has won several national level quality awards for milling quality on FD Midland and FD Pheasant. And we're really, really proud of that. Those are two very, very good winter wheat that have come out of the program.
The checkoff also supports market development, both domestically and internationally, with U.S. Wheat Associates leading the charge globally.
They have offices all over the world that are continually trying to develop new markets for our wheat and wheat products. We have a seat at their table, so we think it's a very important aspect of the checkoff.
In addition, South Dakota farmers support demand-driving programs at the Northern Crops Institute in Fargo. Promotion and informational activities of the Wheat Checkoff enhance consumer demand for wheat through social media, radio, and other projects. Checkoff educational efforts also work to increase farmer understanding of wheat's value in rotation. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.